Yosemite National Park will remain closed through the weekend after high winds that battered much of California knocked down two giant sequoias and caused millions of dollars in damage. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The park hoped to reopen on Tuesday, except for areas south of Yosemite Valley, including one entrance that will remain shut to visitors. California spent nearly $19 million for a week's worth of high security around the state capitol and other locations because of fears of civil unrest surrounding Joe Biden's inauguration. National Guard troops began standing down Thursday, but, quote, state and local law enforcement will maintain a heightened posture over the coming days, according to a spokesperson for the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. California is reporting a surge in coronavirus unemployment claims last week for independent contractors, gig workers, and self-employed. The state last week received more than 110,800 pandemic unemployment assistance claims, an increase of more than 7,700 from the week before. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Drug Task Force serving a search warrant at an Arcata home on 36-year-old Dustin Lawler. They uncovered 629 oxycodone pills, 16 steroid pills, 20 Xanax pills, 7 grams of heroin, methamphetamine, and close to $5,000 in cash. Humboldt Area Center for Harm Reduction will again be allowed to provide needle exchange services in Eureka after council voted on Tuesday to allow the controversial nonprofit to operate a mobile exchange program for syringes. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.